Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Saturday to all of you in the room. It's a full house. Steve Silva.
Hey.
Donnie B.
What's that?
Producer Zach.
Hey, howdy.
And I'm your host, Sean Roberts. Together we are your Weekly Dose podcast. And of course, as always, we're streaming to you live. I always like to say that way. Live. That reminds me of Vince Scully. Live. From Orange County every Saturday morning.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame. For those who have recently followed us, thank you for joining our family.
Absolutely. And you know what? We got some great news we'll give you a little later on. Of course, if you haven't heard the news already, those guys are nominated. We'll talk a little bit more about that. We got a big show for you guys today. And tomorrow's Father's Day, so today's our Father's Day show. We got a really cool Mark and Brian Pass moment. We got a really neat listener email. We got Father's Day tweets. A really cool Budweiser commercial. Traits of a good father. A new father's new fears. You know, when you first become a dad, you know, things are going, oh, I don't know.
I think dropping would be one.
Dropping, yeah. We did that once with Roman, I think.
Oh, yeah. Everybody does it once.
Yeah, you got to do it once. Of course, things you'll never hear your father say, and we do have a pocket-sized cinema offering today for you guys, too.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget, you can interact with the show commenting on our website, wikidose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at Your Weekly Dose 1. Find us on Facebook or email to yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, Podbean.com, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. Most importantly, don't forget to rate and review the show as well.
We ain't got to stay in one lane, baby. We could drive in all lanes.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, since it is Father's Day and everything, we want to get this out right away and take care of a public service announcement. Yeah, it's very important about Father's Day. So can we go ahead and play that PSA?
Hey, kids. As you probably know, this Sunday is Father's Day. And if you want to make your father really happy, we've got a few words of advice for you.
First of all, don't get him some lame present like a mug with his name on it or your picture or some stupid picture that you drew at school. He doesn't want crap like that. Don't kid yourself.
All your daddy really wants for Father's Day is some time alone with your mommy. So get the hell out of the house and let your parents have the kind of fun they used to have before you came along and ruined everything.
But before you leave the house, do daddy a favor and tell mommy to lay off the sweets for a few days.
Never.
Maybe have her run around the yard for a while so she's not so thick around the waist and butt.
Daddies like mommies who don't look so much like mommies, but more like mommy's hot friend, the yoga instructor. Or your babysitter with the big cans. You know, the one going to night school.
In fact, get Daddy your babysitter's phone number. If Mommy's too tired, like she usually is, she could just watch your daddy and the babysitter cuddle. She doesn't... She doesn't have to do anything. That's what she's best at anyway. You know, lying there and doing nothing.
Also, let Daddy know if it's Mommy's time of the month. If it is, you can push Father's Day back till next weekend. See, Daddy wants some time with Mommy, but not if she's all bloated and bitchy.
Just remember, you're the reason that Mommy and Daddy don't get along that well anymore. You're also the reason for Daddy's internet porn addiction.
Don't get us wrong. Your daddy loves you. He just doesn't want you around anymore. After all, if he didn't spend so much money on your food and clothes, he could afford to buy Mommy some new boobs.
The thing Daddy really wants is his life back. You know, the life that you stole when you came into this world and ruined his and Mommy's relationship.
So Father's Day is something you want to make good for your father. Go away. Because if your folks end up getting a divorce, it's your fault no matter what they tell you.
Paid for by the horny, tired, and sick of the kids ruining everything Dads of America.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
We gotta give that PSA out every year.
I look forward to that every Father's Day.
As a mother, I'm feeling a little raggedy right now.
Well, there you go.
A room full of men. Awesome. Fabulous. What a mess. Oh,
God.
You know, and I think it's better that we play their version than actually trying to recreate it, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to recreate that.
We would get our ass kicked, you
know? It's actually kind of true, though. I was like, well, I feel a little bloated today, so I'm kind of relating with this. I get it.
Don's like, well, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, too good. Too good, of course. That's traditional Mark and Brian there with their own PSA for Father's Day. But we got another great pass moment for you, which is... from Debbie the volleyball player.
Oh, Debbie.
Which is actually Steve's favorite.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I like Debbie, too.
And of course, she's talking about Father's Day herself. So let's go ahead and play that one.
Cool. Let's go to the phone, shall we? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mark and Brian. It's Debbie, the Olympic volleyball player.
Hi, Debbie.
How are ya?
Really good. How are you?
Well, I'm good. And listen, I know it's Friday, but since you two big yummy studs won't be on the air Sunday, I just wanted to wish you and all your listeners a happy Father's Day.
Nice of you, Debbie. Thank you.
My dad's not around anymore.
Bummer.
Yeah, so I get a little misty-eyed thinking about all the good times we had together doing all those typical father-daughter activities.
Such as?
Well, we used to have so much fun arm wrestling, hunting crocodiles, looking for scrap metal, playing beer pong and going to cockfights. That's why I'm going to spend my Father's Day looking for a daddy. A sugar daddy.
No. All right.
Damn it, Mark and Brian. I need to be someone. I want to be someone's arm candy. I want him to treat me like a lady and buy me things. Naturally, I love flowers. Yeah. So, you know what my favorite flower is?
What's that?
Tulips. Tulips right on my nuts, that is. But seriously, he needs to buy me nice things that make me feel like a lady. Things like a buttload of all-you-can-eat Shakey's gift certificates. Or my own cow to stun, clean, kill, and butcher. I love beef. Just love it. I also want my sugar daddy to get me a custom molded mouthpiece to keep me from my redonkulous snoring. I'm not kidding. My snoring is louder than those damn horns they play at the World Cup.
That's pretty loud.
If you walk into my condo and hear me sawing logs, you start yelling, "Go Argentina!" before you know what hit you. I can't stand this World Cup. There's no scoring, but in the bedroom, there'll be lots of scoring as long as he brings a 12-pack of Schlatz. also wanted to buy me a special director's DVD cuts of Rambo, The Deer Hunter, Caligula, and Bridge Over River Kwai. What can I say? I love Chuck Fox.
Sure you do.
He needs to make me, he needs to take me somewhere nice for dinner. I'm talking like Coco's or Arby's. Or maybe Denny's, where I'll order my standard two grand slams with extra sausage, a side of pan-fried steak with some steak fries with some steak on the side. Then, if he's good to me, I'll take him in the bathroom there at Denny's and let him eat hash browns off my stinker.
What the hell have we become?
I'm telling you, one lucky fella out there is going to be... Then maybe we could take a nice, long, romantic walk on the beach.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe when we're through, he could power wash the sand out of my crack.
Wow.
I want a guy who will shower me with attention. I also want a guy who will shower me with that special shampoo that will get rid of the critters in my pube forest. So come on, Mark and Brian, please open up the phone lines and get me a damn sugar daddy. I am hot to trot. Stem tickets?
Absolutely, Debbie. Thanks for the call. We'll do our best to help you out.
Thank you, sir. Just wait on hold and see if there's any calls. Yeah,
absolutely. Just stay right there.
I love you. You guys are great.
I love you.
That didn't recover.
I think it's a damn miracle that they're not in the Radio Hall of Fame already.
Debbie's too much.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
My three favorite parts of that whole bit right there, though, with Debbie, is hearing Priva in the background laughing her ass off, number one. Two, Mark losing it. And three, Brian's going, trying to hold it in.
You know he's about to crack.
Trying to hold it in, too, himself.
Because he can't.
Oh my God,
Jesus!
And then my fourth favorite part about that whole thing, because I know this is the first time that Donnie B has heard it, is watching her eyes light up like a deer in headlights. Like, oh my, Debbie's my favorite. Oh my God, they're talking about that.
Debbie's wild.
Oh yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's wild. She's a wild one.
Oh my God,
she loves hash browns.
We gotta find her. Oh. We gotta find Debbie. What's she doing now?
I would love
she's
to talk
at
to
Arby's.
Put you somewhere
down in Westminster.
Oh my gosh. Too good. Well, once again, guys, if you have not heard the news, Mark and Brian have finally been nominated into the Radio Hall of Fame. All you stupid replaceable listeners basically have done a wonderful job of getting them nominated. From my understanding, it was the biggest voting into the Radio Hall of Fame for anybody ever. So I think it was something like over 5,000 votes or something like that got the guys in.
Wow.
And they've never seen anything like that before. So now the next step is after not just getting them, now that they're nominated, the next step is to actually get them in. We will still need all of your help. So from my understanding, there are six categories. In each category, there are four nominees. The first four categories are nominated or put in actually by the Radio Hall of Fame committee. There are two other categories, one where Mark and Brian do fall in, where it's not only nominated or put in by the committee, but it's also put in by the listeners. So from my understanding, I believe that date is July 15th, I believe. And that is where we will need your help again. From my understanding, you'll be able to vote twice. You'll be able to vote via email and via text. And that is it. This is a one-day only type of thing. So we are here to help Laura Stringer as best as we can to get the word out. We're up against a couple of heavy hitters. We need to try and get everybody. So if you know that your parents used to listen to Mark and Brian, or your brother, your sister, you know, whatever, let them know. Tell them to vote. We need to get as many people as we can. Since they did the reunion show, We have increased the Facebook page on, which is the Mark and Brian 25-year Facebook page. We've increased it by 2,000.
Wow.
So we were just under 5. Good. We're over 7,000 followers now. Mm-hmm. So if all those people vote, that's already 14,000 votes right there. Mm-hmm. Plus another, I think it's like another 1,000 on the original listeners. And I forgot what other one there is. So we're close to that, to 20,000 votes. If we can get that 20,000 votes in, mm-hmm. we've actually got a shot of getting these guys into it the first time around, mm-hmm. which is great.
That's going
to
be good.
So so congratulations to everybody. Congratulations to Mark and Brian mm-hmm. and all the hard work that Laura Stringer has done.
Yay.
She's quarterbacked this whole thing.
Good job, Laura.
Yeah.
You're doing it, girl.
She quarterbacked this whole thing. Yeah. It was all her idea to try and get the guys in. And to get them nominated the first mm-hmm. time around, I mean, that's wonderful.
That's
and,
cool.
And kudos to her. Mm-hmm. So July 15th, and I think Laura's going to be putting a video together on how to do the voting and everything. Once we get that from her, we will then distribute that to everybody that we know. And then we'll kind of create our own with hers. So that way everybody knows to make sure that they do vote on mm-hmm. July 15th. So, again, congratulations, guys, to Mark and Brian. So.
Yay.
Good job.
Yeah, good job to everybody.
Hey, that's great.
Well, as always, we need to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Amazon, because without them, we could not do this show for all of you. They've been with us since day one.
That is right, Donnie B. I love it. You were right on there. Yeah. Now, there's no better place to go shopping than Amazon. They have everything. Did I mention they have everything?
That's what I want.
Everything you could ever want, just like Phoebe says mm-hmm. there. So get what you want by shopping on Amazon. Just remember to use our banner.
That's right. All you need to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on our Amazon banner, and bookmark it. That way, every time you want to shop on Amazon, you use the bookmark link, and by doing so, you help the show stay on the air.
Plus, you get all your shopping done without facing all of those big crowds. Now, today, I've got something. It's warmer weather. People are going to be going out to the river a lot.
Very true.
Well, on Amazon, they have these wonderful summer toys you can take to the river to enjoy. And one of them I have looking at right here.
Waterproof toys. What could it be?
It's a giant inner tube, like really big inner tube.
Okay.
Attached in the middle of it is a bull.
A bull.
So you sit on a bull and ride the bull like you would in the bar and stuff.
Like a mechanical bull.
Only on the river, you ride the... Whoa, we just... Sorry. Losing guitars
that
all
was,
over there.
That was your banjo.
Yeah. So this is really cool. It's like 46 and a half bucks.
That's not bad.
We
free shipping.
One.
Yeah, and it's... You can look at other sellers, but, you know, they may not offer prime shipping, so... It's so cool.
Bring
it just
sunblock.
Looks like fun.
Yeah.
Looks like
imagine.
Fun. Okay.
Well, very good. If you're going to do all your shopping online, there's only one place to go, yourweeklydose.com, to use our Amazon banner to get the job done.
And remember, when you use our Amazon banner, you help support the show. Amazon.
Yes.
Work hard. Have fun. Make history.
Well, that was anticlimactic. Yeah. Yeah, good job. Man.
It ended, and we had nowhere to go.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know what? We do have a special listener email that we like to read for you guys.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah,
I got it right here. Yes.
Letters. We get letters. We get letters almost every day.
Every single every day. Every single day. Getting some mail. Got some letters.
Sorry, that guitar threw me off track.
That's right.
Okay. This is from listener Dawn.
Hey.
From Lake Havasu. Ooh.
Who listens to the show every week.
Yes. Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. She says, had to weigh in on my best concert of all time.
Okay.
I have seen not high enough to say that
toy boat,
word.
Toy boat.
I've seen literally hundreds of shows, and I have a few favorites. I can concur about Bon Jovi.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I've seen him twice, once in 88, and I believe on the Slippery When Wet tour.
Yes.
88 actually would have been New Jersey.
Well, she said twice. Once was 88, and then
Oh, and the other one. Then, so Slippery When Wet and the New Jersey tour.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay, then Cinderella opened.
Oh, Cinderella.
Cinderella.
That would be in for the Slippery When Wet.
Yeah.
Why does my paper say Cinderella?
Because there's a typo.
It's more than a typo in that.
Hey, I didn't write the email, okay?
Come on, Don. Pull it together.
Okay. I see. You just copied it straight out. Yeah. Our mistake. And one, I don't even remember what tour it was. And you said, yeah. Mm-hmm. All I remember is being front row center, and John was wearing a brown leather outfit. Holy hotness. That man is perfection.
Sure is.
AC/DC, one of the most electrifying shows I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was Brian Johnson singing, and Malcolm Young was alive and well. Just phenomenal. God, but awesome. Sir Paul McCartney was by far the best I've ever seen. Paul McCartney. Ooh, yeah. Wow, have you seen that? That's awesome.
It was on fire.
I went through every emotion you can think of. I laughed, cried. It was brilliant. Yes, the ticket is expensive, but it's worth every penny, and I'd do it again in a heartbeat. Have a great week, everyone, and welcome, Donnie B.
Hey. Thanks,
you
Dawn.
Have my name, so we are sister friends already.
Yes, for sure.
Again, listener Dawn from Lake Havasu.
Oh, we're going to visit her with that inflatable bowl.
Yeah, she could benefit.
We're coming for you, John.
She could benefit by going and getting one of those rideable bowls for the river.
And what's cool, too, is that Dawn and her husband actually have their own cover band and everything, so they go out and perform.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And Dawn's a looker, too. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Ooh,
twinsies.
Yeah, she's a looker. She's
just
a looker.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Letters, we get letters. We get letters almost every day.
Every single, every day. Every single day. Getting some mail. Got some letters.
When Mark does that, he actually reminds me of walking up the stairs. Because that's what I sound like every time I walk upstairs.
Me too.
God, why are there so many?
We're getting
exactly. It's easier going down because, you know, gravity's the law. Got to obey the law.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one time you obeyed it a little bit. Too literally.
Yes, I did. So, well, let's catch up with everybody.
Enjoy the sweet sounds of the catching up thing.
I'm going to take a little nap.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ah. Snoozy time.
So nice.
Steve needs his...
The fan
needs his balls cooled down or something.
I mean, it's great to have fans, but this is my favorite fan.
That is your favorite fan.
All right. So, Zach, how was your week, bud?
Well, I started school this week.
Oh, congratulations, dude.
It's weird being back on the old stomping grounds, as cliche as a phrase that is to be. But, it's cool. I was just thinking about this when we were downstairs. I went to the Fullerton College radio station because I literally have not been there in probably like 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And they remodeled the entire facility. Like the on-air studio is completely, it's facing a different side of the wall, new tables. I mean, Sean, it kind of looks like this table right here.
Oh,
like
wow.
This table. And they never had that. They just had like a bench there with a mixer and everything and just like CD cases everywhere.
So they're taking it for real now. That's
cool. I know. And I was kind of bummed. I'm like, God, this would have been nice when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that almost everyone that worked there from, a couple years ago are all gone.
Oh, wow.
Tracy Thackra, who was one of my mentors, great guy. He was the program director after Ed Ford left, who was there when I was there. He moved, and he's now the manager of a pool sales company.
They're selling pools?
Like pool equipment, those Leslie pool supplies.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And he's a manager for that. I'm like, wow, that's a big leap back, but okay.
Leslie pool salt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, and I one of my classes is a 1940s to present day world cinema class, and I was telling Steve downstairs, I got to watch a lot of old 1940 films. One was Touch, what did I say it was, Steve? Touch of what? Touch
evil?
Of, Touch of Evil, thank you. That one, The Night of the Hunter, that was an interesting one. And then we watched this old Italian movie from 1944 called The Bicycle Thief. That's all subtitled in Italian. It was really good. Like, for a movie that I never thought in a million years I'd enjoy watching subtitled, I really liked it. So,
interesting.
Yeah, it's a fun class. You learn a lot. It's only the first week. And my other one's a weight training class, because at least I can get some exercise. And in the process, I managed to hurt one of my legs.
Oh, no.
So, luckily, it's only
Monday. You didn't stretch.
No, I did, actually. I did too much of something thinking that I could do it when I shouldn't.
See, and that's why I just don't even want
to go. Yeah, right. If it's been a while, you have to start really slow.
Yeah, see, I'm in shape myself. It's just the shape that I've chosen is to be a pear.
Oh, interesting.
A pear of what?
I love pears.
Exactly. See, she likes pears. Ha, ha,
I'm trying. I'm trying
to. Domineering.
I'm trying to get away from the sack of potatoes look myself. So.
Cool. Well, cool, man. I'm glad everything's all right. Now, you say you're going to Fullerton College?
Yep.
Would that be the same Fullerton College that the great Chris Williams, the wonderful actor who plays on CW's Black Lightning, went to also?
The one and the same.
Wow.
He's so smart.
It's a great school. And, you know, luckily, I've been going there for so long, off and on.
He's almost a teacher.
Yeah. Luckily, I know where everything is. They've changed that place so much. Even in the last couple of years, I haven't been there. They've done so many different things in remodeling. Cafeteria is brand new.
Yeah.
They remodeled the library, everything.
Yeah.
That's because you're paying your tuition every six
now,
semesters.
How much is it
every what, Donnie?
Every six semesters? Is that how it goes? I never went to college.
How much are the units?
I don't know the exact number, but let's just say my bill from when I enrolled in everything for the summer was about $200. So two classes plus parking fee plus ASB, card and benefits and all that. So yeah, it's about $200.
You want to go? You want to sign up?
You know, I wouldn't mind going
we
back.
We should all sign up.
Going back and taking some certain classes or whatever.
Quilting for beginners.
Jeez.
What? It's nice to know. I mean,
they sit around and quilt.
Did we just decide on quilting for everyone?
Etsy. I'm telling you, we can make some money.
Oh, Etsy's cool. I've actually gotten a lot of
money. We could make some money.
So, honey, my nephew's got a good new girlfriend. She is so pretty. We're going to have to get her in here to quilt, I tell you.
She's so smart.
Donnie B., how was your week?
It was good. I was telling you guys I was taking that pole dancing class.
Oh, that's right.
Saturday.
In Huntington Beach, how'd that go?
Well, I'll tell you this. I survived. I survived.
Harder than what you thought, huh?
Yes. And honestly, it was really fun to go and see everybody doing the tricks. I'll tell you this. They like skin to pole.
Yeah, baby.
Skin to pole. And I didn't know that. I went in like, you know, all dressed. And so they were trying to cinch me all up to get my skin out.
Yeah.
And I went with my girlfriend Sylvia. We just laid it down. It was pretty fun though. No, honestly. But listen to me. Those girls work. So I want you guys to recognize when you go up into the cherry pit, instead of throwing ones, y'all need to be throwing fives.
Okay, but the first thing...
Oh. It's so hard. Okay. It's so hard.
But they have to know what the hell they're doing, though. Because
honestly,
I've seen a lot of girls get up there and just shake it.
Because it's hard.
And that's it. And it's like, that's not doing it for me. But a good stripper...
But it is a good workout.
But a good stripper who knows how to pole dance...
Exotic dancer, please.
Does it... very erotically, sensually,
yes.
And she has a strength for it. I will give that woman 10.
She's got to be into it.
You know, but she's got to know how to do it, though. And very few know how to do it.
Well, I already picked my name.
Oh, and?
It's Wild Orchid.
Ooh.
Coming to the stage. Wild Orchid.
Okay, here's what we need to do now. And Zach, you gotta write this down.
Okay.
We need to go then to a place where Donnie B can show off her talents once the class is over with and everything, and we'll Facebook this live.
Yeah. So
we got to find like a
sort of like an open poll night.
It's hazing your weekly dose style.
Comedians have open mic night.
We go to amateur night at the cherry pit.
Open poll night.
There's a bar that's nearby. I don't know if they'll allow us in.
Okay.
But if not, maybe talk to a strip joint or whatever you know, see how good.
Gentlemen's club, please.
It's a strip joint. Come on, let's be serious.
Thank you.
Hey,
But find one that where the dancers are good and can give you competition, though.
There well, I'll tell you this about competition. There is actually a pole dancing competition.
Didn't I say that last week?
And my teacher, Alyssa, is the champion. Like, she is the best, the cream of the crop.
Now, in a certain region, though, or?
I'm not really sure. Maybe California? I'm not real sure.
Okay, because I know there's regional, there's states, you know, and whatever. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I said last week. I have an acquaintance of mine who lives down in San Diego. That's what she does.
Bring her up for the competition.
I have to get a hold of her.
Okay. You guys got to tune in when we do that.
All right.
I need a couple more weeks, please.
Let us know when you're ready.
And I want to also thank all my listeners. I have a fan. I want to thank listener Linda for that sweet email she did last week.
Aww.
Oh, my heart just broke when you read it. I thought, oh, man, I have a fan. And for everybody that has liked and shared our Facebook page, your weekly dose, thank you, thank you. And we'll see you here every Saturday.
Yeah, because you know what? Donnie B actually did a post out to some of her friends and everything.
Yeah.
We got another increase. Guys, we have over 600 followers now.
Woo-hoo.
So,
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. They want to see what Donnie B is up to now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you have actually two fans. Thanks for listening, guys.
I appreciate it.
So it's kind of cool. It's really weird and interesting. The same token, you know. We got like 47 new fans.
470.
Oh, yeah, wink, wink, exactly. Yeah, which has now taken us up over 600, though, so which is great. And I'd rather have a nice, hardcore 600 followers and listeners, you know, than, I don't know, 22 million people who just go, oh, yeah, because I just like them.
I have a lot of listeners from everywhere. So we got people from Pennsylvania, Texas, Arizona.
Nice.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Because you know I'm from Pittsburgh, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm from Pittsburgh. So.
How about Kathmandu?
Oh. You know.
Tucum Terry.
I'll work on some friends in Kathmandu for you.
Okay, good.
Nice.
Yeah, cool.
Well, cool. Well, this week for me, it's been kind of a quiet week a little bit. Steve's looking at me weird.
Quiet?
Yeah, where's the crickets?
It's been a little quiet for
these
me.
Ones? And there's the budget.
Yeah. But no, it's just been a little bit of a relaxing week for me overall. But we will be getting in. The Young Americans are coming back to stay with us because next week they have a performance.
Oh, cool!
So looking forward to that and everything. That's pretty much it. Really, it's just been a little bit of a quiet week for me. Trying to get my voice back though because I'm still fighting this cold. I'm still a little nasally.
Yeah, that's everybody.
Still hear it a little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's weird because I can feel my tonsil still flare up once in a while.
You need to do a cleanse.
I need to do something because I got to start getting back out and start playing again.
Pole dancing.
Let's go out for amateur night.
Me and you. Couple weeks.
But I'll be ready. This one went to bed early. I'm up late all the time. I'm up late, and I texted her the other night. I'm like, Wednesday night, and I'm figuring, oh, perfect. There's a karaoke bar right near her. I know exactly. What are you doing? I'm in my PJs. I'm going to bed.
1 foot in the bed.
It's 8:30.
I was getting prepared for it.
Oh my god!
You got as a lady, you got to break it down. You know, you start taking your face off and all
I'm
that
like,
good
fine,
stuff.
Fine, get your beauty sleep, whatever. Yeah. You know,
I need like 6 hours
of notice.
Yeah, it's true. Everybody will tell you.
Wow,
it's true. Yeah. I need a lot of notice.
You're a lot of maintenance.
I just need to pull it together mentally, emotionally, to figure out. Let's do this. Let's get out of the house. Okay. Let's do the
I'm
going to
notify you now. Then next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. Let's see if we can go karaoke.
Okay.
So,
and you said it's by my place.
Yeah, it's not too far from you.
All right.
So we'll go over there. So that was my week. It's been kind of quiet.
Kind of quiet. Well, I tell you right now, I have a bone to pick with Walmart.
I almost swore there.
Oh!
Here we go.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
When you go into a store,
of
course, there's security and everything to watch and see what's going on, you know, and stuff
makes sense.
And, you know, that's to protect their products, make sure people aren't stealing everything.
Of course.
Well, I needed to get some ibuprofen.
Okay.
Nothing fancy, you know, nothing, you know, no electronic equipment or crap like that. Just some ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell is it locked up in a case?
Ooh. I have an answer for that.
All the ibuprofen in Walmart is locked in a case. The Tylenol's not. The aspirin's not. The Aleve is not. Everything is not. It's just the ibuprofen. Yeah. You have to go find an associate.
Tell him.
Probably in the construction, I don't know, somewhere. And I tell you right now, it's inconvenient, and it pissed me off.
Amen, brother.
They lock up the razors, too, just so you know.
And the perfume.
I haven't seen
that. No, they do. I take it from someone who worked at Walmart.
Okay, why do they lock them up?
Because people literally steal that crap. Like,
I imagine.
It's not a joke. I mean, if you go to a Vons or an Albertsons or even a Target, like none of that stuff is locked up. Walmart is notorious for theft out of every retail in the country, maybe the world.
Okay, but why isn't everything else locked up? Why is it strictly ibuprofen?
Just ibuprofen.
The ibuprofen thing, that's a first. That I've never heard before, but Donnie V just said, like, razors. And, especially, and also, like, ladies' perfume, makeup, especially makeup. Yeah. You'd be surprised how many girls just jack that stuff and go running.
Well, it's
the ibuprofen, that is a first. I've never heard that before.
It surprised me because it's just an innocuous product.
She mentioned Breaking Bad.
You saw that, right?
Yeah.
They make drugs out of it.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
They break it down.
Which Walmart?
Oh, mix it in with cocaine or something?
Which Walmart is this?
They make meth out of it. They need chemical in Sudafedrin.
Oh,
that's why
the
you
same
have to
thing,
go.
Right?
No.
Oh, it's different.
No,
my bad. Yeah. I'm not.
You
a
have to go
chemist.
Up to the counter and at the pharmacy to get Sudafedrin, which I do because I use it for my sinuses. But I was just like, "Are you kidding me?" And I had to go get somebody. I had to come over. Like, oh boy, this is so inconvenient.
Yeah, and good luck finding someone. That's another challenge.
This is my department.
I was at a CVS, a Walgreens near work a couple of weeks ago. Walked in and I'm walking down the aisle that has all of the
prophylactic.
All the prophylactic, all the condoms and everything, the lubricants and stuff. All of those were locked up as well.
Oh wow!
And I'm going, what the hell for?
Well, first thought would
Where
be
were
so
you? Riverside?
People.
No, this is in Gardena,
so people won't be having sex in the aisles. But then I thought, no, you could bring in your own condom to do that.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
But why would you want to lock up like all the lubes and the condoms and stuff? I'm like,
sex
really?
Sells. Yeah, they want
maybe
to.
Maybe just at these individual stores, they've had a problem where they
could
just
be.
Went. What the hell?
Could be. Could be. You never know.
My.
And then it pissed me off further because they don't have. I'm a swore again. Hershey drops anymore anywhere.
Wait, the kisses or drops?
No, the drops.
They disappear.
The ones I get all the time, the little drops that are like M&M's without a cover.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I like the cookies and cream one.
Well, these are just chocolate. Just Hershey drops just the Hershey chocolate.
They're good.
But they're individual pieces. They're so good. Now,
I'm hungry.
Suddenly can't
he's
find
fired
him.
Up.
Steve's not going to
I'll tell you right
he's got
now.
The munchies.
Steve's pissed.
Yeah, he's got the munchies.
I may not go shopping as often anymore.
Good for you.
I'll alert the media.
Go on Amazon.
I'm going to Amazon.
They find
that's
it.
Right. You know, maybe they have Hershey's drops. I should look it up.
Google it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. Amazon.
Well, you know, it's like with me. I can't find my Wake Up Juice anywhere anymore, and it's like an energy drink, and it's full throttle, and I like the blue agave one. That's my favorite. Near work, there was a liquor store that carried it, and all of a sudden they stopped for whatever reason. I'm like, when you guys are gonna order more? You know, you got one customer that's coming in and buying. You know, I'll fucking buy a case from you every week if I have to or whatever.
There it is.
You got it?
Amazon. Yes.
Hershey's drops. On Amazon.com.
For the win. Don't forget to go to your
PublicDose.com
and
there you go.
Click the banner.
There you go.
So now, that liquor store stopped. Then I found another one by work that carried it. They just switched owners.
Oh,
They've stopped carrying it. Now they're carrying this new Bang crap or whatever.
Bang.
You're not having it.
Whatever. I'm like, I can't find it anywhere now.
Amazon 16-pack for $30.99.
Yeah, so now that's what we have to do is go on Amazon and buy my full throttle.
Don't forget to click the banner.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah, because there's just certain things you can't find at stores anymore.
I know.
It's true.
Pisses me off.
It happens to me, too.
Years and years, like 40 years ago, I was in...
how many?
It was, it would be 50, or almost 50 years ago.
Back in 1912.
I wasn't even born.
I was in Chicago, and they in that area, they had something called TV Time Popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was the plastic... wrap thing that had one section had the oil, one section had the popcorn and salt, and you open it up and put it in a pan and cook it.
Right.
It was my favorite popcorn. It tasted so good. I loved it. And then years later, I was out here and I found it at Pavilions. So I'd get it all the time. And then suddenly.
Stopped again?
Stopped. The company that made TV Time stopped making it, and then another company called America something.
Marca.
Polo
Sebolstias.
Oh, that sounds
decided,
American.
And they're now kind of selling it online. It's really expensive too, but it's not quite. I just things disappear, and I get pissed off about
true.
That.
Okay. You want a hug?
I'm sorry,
I know. Well,
come here, Steve.
Group hug. Right.
Hey, watch your hands. Watch your hands. Hey, watch your hands.
That's me. Sorry.
Wow, that was fun.
Well, you know what? We got some tweets for Father's Day. We got some tweets.
Cool. Okay, Father's Day tweets. Sisters. The first one confused me.
Right?
Okay. My sister says, my friend says I need orthopedic shoes. Her dad says, tell her she needs an orthopedic hat. That's pretty good. I like that.
When my dad walked me down the aisle at our wedding, he shook my husband's hand and said, no give backs.
No what?
Good. No give backs.
No give backs.
No give backs. Oh, yeah.
No, Daddy.
You're gone now, sister. Yeah.
Daddy.
After getting his first iPhone, my father asked me, hey, Heather, when does the App Store open? You have to think about that one. Yeah. See, she's like, I don't know. When does it open?
When does it open?
When does it open?
Mm-hmm. Okay. My dad once got drunk and spent the entire night trying to call the White House so he could ask Donald Trump if the J in his name stands for Jasmine.
Wow. Well, my dad is notorious for never knowing what things are actually called. One time he asked us how he can post something for sale on Doug's Corner. He meant Craigslist.
Doug's Corner.
What a mess.
One time my siblings and I were minding our own business in the kitchen. My dad looked at us and laughs. When we asked, he replies, everyone in this room is here because I got laid.
I'm sorry I'm laughing, but I pre-read the next one and I shouldn't have.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Okay. Let's see if I could do this. I was eating messy cheese fries with my dad and my daughter, who was young at the time, and commented, the fat ones are easier to pick up. My dad replied, it's the same with broads.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, my dad told me once, your mother is a nice lady, but every once in a while, Satan takes a little vacation in her body.
Every time my dad passes the gas loudly, he exclaims, still works.
I remember Gino had a story about he was in the bathroom and there were some urinals. Some guy next to him was like peeing away, and suddenly just lets out a big old fart. And Gino's like, kind of, you know, like, and the guy goes, "Hey, a bonus!" All right, it's me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, when I was in third grade, we were moving to a new house, and I was devastated. I was crying so hard, and I asked my dad why we had to move. He responded with, because you always leave your towels on the floor. I've hung up my towels every day since.
That's funny.
What a great idea.
Talk about child psychology.
Uh-huh. Well, my dad went to go and get the car while my mom waited, and when he pulls up, he says, Your goober's here.
Your goober.
He thought Uber was goober.
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 Oh, funny.
Must be an Andy Griffith fan.
Hey, Goob.
Hey, Goob. Yeah, exactly. What'd you do? Oh, my God.
I was playing with the lever on my chair, and it just dropped me to the floor.
Yeah, no kidding, because all of a sudden I see Zach, him at a certain height. Yeah.
Six Flags.
He got shorter. Like, what the hell just happened to Zach?
It's all improv.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Where was I at? Oh, at dinner one night, my brother's phone buzzed. He got an alert saying that George Michael had passed away. Without missing a beat, my dad said, wham! Just like that.
Of course. Now, my dad accidentally used a dry shampoo as deodorant and said, well, at least my armpit hair will look flawless.
What a mess.
What is dry shampoo? I don't know.
Is it something, just stuff that you just put in your hair when you're like in the hospital or something? And you can't actually wash your hair?
Okay.
So you put it in and it's supposed to help wash it.
So does it fall out like dandruff or what?
I don't know.
Odd.
Okay, so Dad says, I remember when I used to be a male prostitute.
Me too.
I'm like, what do you think Mom would say if I told her that? Dad said, how do you think I met her? Nasty.
Oh my.
Nasty.
I actually have a friend of mine that her father was a gigolo when he was younger.
Just a gigolo.
Richard Gere.
You actually know them too. I don't think you know her father, but you know her. So
okay,
yeah.
Try and figure it out.
Yeah, I think he knows who it is. So anyway, right? You have another one too, don't you? Or no? Okay. See.
Yes. Oh, when the family would be together in the den talking, Dad would lean over in his recliner, point at the TV, and ask, "Did you hear that?" When we said no, he'd say, "Neither did I." So shut up. I like that.
See, some of those, like I told you, I can hear Jerry totally saying,
"Oh yeah, I think he has said that." I still have one more. Am I the only one?
No, we got one more go around.
Yeah.
Let's see here. My grandfather was sitting on a post-op room after having glaucoma surgery with me, a nurse, and my grandmother. I see his zipper is down, and I tell him that it's down. At 80 years old, he doesn't miss a beat and just replies, "What can't get up, can't get out."
Oh. Oh, Gramps.
Donnie V's done, right?
I got one more.
No. Oh, okay.
Every time my mom made food, but my dad didn't want to say it was bad, when she asked, he'd say, "It's like a circus in my mouth."
Mm. Oh, that's kind of clever.
Ooh. Yum,
yeah.
Bubblegum.
Okay. This is really, okay, my last name is White. So when our family would go somewhere and it was time to go, my dad would say, "White kids, let's go."
Oh, man.
You can imagine the look he got at the park in Detroit that one time.
What a mess.
Oh, my.
Oh, let's see here. When people at stores or restaurants ask my dad, "How are you?" or "How's it going?" he response is always, "Teetering on the brink of magnificence."
As we all should be.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there you go, guys. Those are your Father's Day tweets.
Bad putty cat.
All right. Have you guys seen this latest Budweiser commercial about stepfathers though? This thing is so cool.
Is this a new one or has it been around for
No, brand new.
Brand new, okay.
I haven't seen it. This thing is freaking awesome, and it just celebrates those men who have stepped up and become a stepfather, you know, and everything. And I've got a few friends of mine who've done that. Mm-hmm. And I mean I applaud them because it is tough to be put in that kind of a situation, especially when you want to have a serious relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it be a stepfather or a stepmother for that matter, mm-hmm. you know, it's always hard. But to step in that role and take that role, you know, so anyway, so let's go ahead and roll that. This is really cool.
Technically stepdad, but really my dad.
This is my wonderful stepdad, Randy. It feels like he's been around forever.
This is my lovely stepdad of 28 years now. I should say just dad at this point.
Look at that. You would hit a little bit harder, you could have got both of them.
I didn't really have
like a close relationship with my like actual dad. So when I met Mark, I was like, oh, this is like what a dad is.
Growing up, it was just my mom and I had this fantasy that my parents are gonna get back together. When my mom met Randy, I just remember my mom would try to get us to act like father and daughter. I was not having it. I don't need this other person trying to come in and be my dad.
Your pole's all backwards.
Well, see? When I met Paul 28 years ago, I was a fiery little a brat.
You said it, not me. As a stepfather, you know, you have boundaries and, you know, the relationship, like, it develops over time. And I just took things, you know, day by day, and you know, we grew as a family.
I told your mom when I first met her, I was like, I want this.
You know, it took some time, but I suddenly saw Randy in a different light. There's this person right here that loves me and will do anything for me. And then it was like, boom. What are you doing? You have someone right there, like right in front of you.
Perfect. Thank you. It's one of those things I don't think you ask for, right? Like, you're not like, you know, one day I'm gonna be a stepfather.
Watching Victor grow, watching the person that he's become, has been amazing. And to know that maybe I've had a little bit of influence on that, it's been awesome, yeah. I feel. Sorry.
I think she got the work ethic from me.
I do always have a job and pay my bills and...
Except your phone bill.
Well, I think parents should always keep you on their phone bill.
I do too, because that way I know she'll call us.
That's true. Yeah.
This is kind of a part of this that you didn't really know. I wanted to actually ask you to like legally adopt me, because I've been using your last name anyways. If you could just like actually like legally adopt me, I think would be that kind of just like a beautiful ceremonial thing, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I think it'd be.
So how do you envision your wedding?
Mainly, I want you to be the one to walk me down the aisle. But more than that, I was wondering if you'd adopt me and become my dad for real.
Everything that my biological father promised that he would do, you actually came through and did. I just wanted to ask you if you would like to adopt me as yours.
Love you.
Did your mom know about this?
I feel like I'm making up for something that I never had.
It feels like I had this family all along and I didn't see that I had it.
To me, he's always been my father.
Yeah.
Wow. For all the stepfathers, I mean fathers.
Steve teared up.
This bud's for you.
It's tough, mm-hmm. You know, to be put in that situation. But when you find that someone who's willing to go that extra mile and that extra step and everything, you know, I mean, that was a beautiful commercial.
It was.
And I was saying I'm actually kind of getting close to that position myself. I grew up without my dad. I just had my mom, and my mom she's been with someone, you know, Sean. See, you guys have met him last year.
Yeah.
And they've been together for about 4 years now, and there's a very good chance I probably will have a stepdad, and he'd be the very first one in my 30s.
Aww,
so
that's good.
I never had a stepdad.
Good. How does that feel, Zach?
You know, a little strange. I kind of thought that it was going to, you know, be like a weird feeling or something that I'm just not sure I'm going to get used to. But, you know, I'm an adult. It's not like he came around when I was a teenager or a kid when I was way more immature. I mean, not that much different now.
That's true.
But no, I like him a lot. I really, really do. I mean, he's taken me out places. We spent time outside of, you know, my mom being around, and he's, you know, he's Australian, so.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so, and I get along with him great. He actually just left about a week ago, but I talked to my mom yesterday, and she said he'll be back in August, and it's amazing. He lives in Australia, and he flies out here four or five times. No, okay, four times a year to spend time with her for like 3 weeks. That's and nice. They either go on vacation, they go on cruises, they've been all over the world
they
together.
They do stuff together.
They always right. do. Yeah, and Make it's just time. And for my mom, like it's mind-blowing.
But
it's
at,
crazy.
At the age that you are at though, does it feel awkward to have a stepfather or is
no.
it just like it's just It's you know, this nice guy that my mom's fallen in love with.
Well, right now, it's still just this guy my mom's fallen in love with. Haven't oh. really, I guess, gotten to that point yet. Uh-huh. I'm sure I'll feel that way eventually. Which is crazy. My mom's already met his family. She's been to Australia with him.
Right.
And I haven't met his side of the family.
Oh, gotcha. Let's go. Let's all but go. Let's do the show from there.
Hey. Okay.
She right. did take a fair dinkum holiday.
You got $1,000 for a round trip?
Shrimp on a barbie.
Yeah. So yeah, I was only time will tell.
Yeah, I was wondering about that with my mom because when my father had passed away and everything, you know, there was someone that my mom had still cared for, and I don't know if there was the possibility of them getting mm-hmm. together or not. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's weird because I think if it was a stranger or anybody like that, I think I would have been more protective and gone kind of like. Like, well, I don't know, similar to Zach, but going, wow, this is weird, you know, especially, you know, being my age and everything. But knowing who it was, it made me feel comfortable, you know, because they did date when they were younger kind of a thing. So, but, you know, it was, I don't feel it would have been awkward to have him as a stepfather, but it would have been, I think, somewhat natural. Knowing the history of the two of them mm-hmm, and everything, mm-hmm. so but it had been a guy that she's met somewhere or whatever, you know. Then yeah, it definitely would have been awkward mm-hmm. for me. So, but yeah, but no, very 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 touching commercial though. So and speaking of that, let's talk about the traits of what makes a good father.
Yeah,
you know,
let's talk about the qualities and a good father. I got some bullet points here. So
all right,
listen
what you got?
Up, listen up, dads. Number one. He's open-minded. Good father understands that times, people, tastes have changed over the years and doesn't try to maintain some gold standard of his own time. He realizes that body piercings are more commonplace now. Couples are having premarital sex. And people talk more candidly about
really?
Personal issues. It's true.
Sex yeah. without being married?
Whoa.
Where does that line start?
Yeah. He also accepts that his kids aren't exactly like him. So he respects their values and opinions as long as they don't harm the family or anyone
that
else.
That can go either way because, I mean, my son, his habits and traits, and I understand he's not me. He's a mixture between, you know, myself and his mom.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same token, his attitude and the way he thinks, and he is... literally me all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been numerous times where I've come home and I've seen the two of them argue, you know, about homework or this or that, and I'll look at the problem, whatever it is, whatever subject, it doesn't matter, and go, okay, have you thought about this and this and this and this and this? And he goes, no. And the next thing you know, it's almost the same thing that Karen has said. I'm just saying it a different way, you know, and mm-hmm, so I know mm-hmm. how to talk to him and jump the gun a little bit. So I'm always five steps yeah. ahead because mm-hmm. his thinking is almost identical mm-hmm. to mine at the same age.
That's cute when you see it in action. My daughter does that sometimes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it kind of depends. I know, Steve, I mean, you have a different relationship with your daughters, though. But
yeah.
But when you go back and visit, do you see some of your traits in them or?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. I know my younger daughter is probably a lot like me. She
forgets things.
She's got more drive than I do.
So she has a car?
So she forgets yeah. a lot of things then. But, okay.
Yeah. We're pretty much like that. My older daughter, a little bit, she's... I know how to explain it. Bless her heart, you know, she's part of a different kind of culture than I ever really adhered to.
Uh-huh.
So we're not quite as much the same. But mm-hmm. it's interesting, when I was here the last time, she and I had a really good talk. We were driving, I can't remember where I was coming from or going to, but we were driving for a while in a car, and we had uh-huh. really good talk about stuff and I explained some things about what I do and don't do and stuff like that. And she talked about, yeah, well, I've done
this
and that.
How often you smoke? How often you have edibles?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, don't bring that back up.
So, and it was very interesting because I think I learned more about her in that short amount of time than I had learned.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, up to then. And so.
Yeah. That happens.
All right. Our next point is good father is going to spend quality time with his children.
Oh, yeah. That's got, you got that thing to. That's got to be a given.
Yep. A dad knows how to have fun with his kids, takes them out to the games, movies.
Oh, yeah.
Supports their sports. Takes time to listen, makes time to help them with their homework.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good dad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my dad was like that with me. It was tough for my dad at times because from January to April, my father not only had his full-time job working at Rockwell, he was part of the space shuttle program, so very, very proud of that.
Interesting.
But he also did taxes on and bookkeeping on the side. So from January to April, I really didn't have a father because he'd come home, well, wouldn't come home from work. He would go to people's houses right after work, do their taxes. So he wasn't coming home until like 10 o'clock at night. So that was a little tough, but he made it up because that money that he collected from doing that little side business he had, that's when we got to go on our vacations.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, by the time I was 20, gone to Hawaii 3 times, gone to Canada, gone to Mexico twice, you know, and I'm not talking TJ, I'm like Acapulco twice, Mexico City, Guadalajara, so the heart of Mexico.
Guadalajara.
Yeah, I'm okay, the things I think I cherish most with my dad is sitting down, playing with me, doing things together, you know, even having breakfast together. I love doing those things, yeah.
He's also going to lead by example. A good father is above the old, do as I say, not as I do, creator.
Oh, that strikes a nerve with me.
A good father illustrates the importance of affection by professing his love for their mother in front of them, and he won't fight with her in their presence. In all, he adheres to the values he'd like his children to follow.
That first one strikes a nerve with me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I won't get into it. But the days of do as I say, don't do as I do, they're over with.
Mm-hmm.
That is so old school. That is definitely over with. Yeah, you have to lead by example. Mm-hmm. You know, you want your kids to be better than you. So, I mean, how old's your daughter?
She's almost 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, really? When does she turn 18?
Wow. I can't even believe this. I'm not telling you. I'm not telling. It's a mystery birth date.
Wow. And does she do pole dancing, right? That's the next question? Yeah, okay.
No, she doesn't.
Like
her mother.
For you, do you lead by example, though, Dawn, as a mom?
You know, for me, I'm a gypsy soul.
Okay.
So her dad is grounded. So I'm reading these qualities and he's all of these. So I did good.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. But me, I'm like, travel more, draw more, like do creative things. And you know,
you're a creative person though.
Yeah. So. And so she gets like grounded from him and then she gets like the fun stuff from me. So
that's a good balance though.
Yeah.
That really is a good balance.
I'm wishing her well in her life because she's going to be off on her own in just a hot minute.
Yeah, don't tell Steve where.
I know, right?
Has she graduated high school?
Right?
Oh my God.
Knock it off.
She just graduated.
Go to the next one. Go to the next one.
Dateline. Okay, so another good quality of a good father is that he's going to be supportive and loyal. And although he may be a football fanatic, if his son doesn't share his love for the game, he accepts it.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty good too.
That's I think very true because I know for me, my dad didn't understand what I did as a musician, but he understood I had a passion for something, just like he had a passion for baseball. My dad played in the minor leagues, so
Baseball was very, very, very good to him.
Well, it was for a short time until he saw the paycheck. Then he went, "Oh shit, I got to get a regular job." my dad had that passion, so he understood what it meant to have a passion to get up every morning and go, "I can't wait to do this." So he respected that with me, with my music, and he was a big supporter of that. And I've passed that on to Roman. Roman and I have had talks where, look, I don't want you to follow my footsteps because you want to please me or you want to get on my good side or anything of that nature. I want you to step out on that stage and sing because you enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You enjoy entertaining that crowd. You're having fun doing it. Mm-hmm. And so far he does. And I mean,
it's so funny because I'm like, just get up and do it. That's the mother I am. Because I want her to have every experience. So I'm like...
Which is, yeah. I mean, every parent, I think,
so
wants
So I always do
their,
that to her.
Yeah, I think every parent wants their child to have as many experiences as they can. Mm-hmm. So when he was younger, yeah, we put him in soccer and basketball mm-hmm. and this and that
See
or whatever.
What he likes.
Like I said, I didn't want him to follow my footsteps because it is a hard life. But he's a natural talent for it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same token, I'm his biggest cheerleader and go, okay, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And I guide him. So when I see him perform... I don't look at him as my son. I look at him as a peer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll always ask him, how did that performance feel?
Mm-hmm.
Did it feel good? Did you feel like you gave 110% or not or whatever? And we try and make it that 110% for the next performance.
Good.
I'm glad during the performances that you've stopped jumping up and yelling, that's my son Roman right there.
That's my
during
boy.
The performance. That's
yeah,
great control.
Steve does that for me now.
Yeah.
That's my friend's son. I know that kid.
I am your father.
Well, another good quality is a good father will challenge his kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
He wants his children to be the best they can be and challenges that help them grow as human beings.
You have to. You have to grow. Yeah, I mean, I think the hard part for any parent, and I think especially for a single parent, is knowing when to let go on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I made a decision a few years back to change jobs so I can have the weekends because the previous job I had, I was working weekends mm-hmm. and it drove a wedge between myself and my family. Mm-hmm. It really did, in all honesty. So I wanted to find a job that I had my weekends back, and I did that. And at first, it was really awkward because both of them are going, oh, shit, Dad's here. What do we do now? You know, kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, we've gotten used to that. And it's making sure you spend that quality time. So I gave up something to make sure to get that quality in overall. Mm-hmm. And so that way I could be there to challenge him and do these things and try this and try that mm-hmm. or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Not just be...
Or laugh at him when it's appropriate.
Yeah, exactly. Or he'll laugh at me. Either or.
Well, a father figure is the prime source of knowledge in the ways of men and teaches his kids accordingly, from shaving to being courageous. A father molds his kids into well-rounded members of society.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Daddy.
Yeah, he's carrying on your name. You want your kids to, you know, follow suit.
Well, one thing my parents always taught me was that... You know, when you go out, you're representing us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. It's very true, you know. And I didn't understand that until I got older, really.
How cold did you get?
About 54 degrees.
Whoa, that's cold.
That's cold, yeah. Makes my nipples hard.
Oh, yes.
But no, it's very true. Yeah, because I mean, like I said, yeah, I didn't get it until then. So
makes my arteries hard.
Oh my word! Well, another good quality for fathers is as the main provider of security and necessities, a father will do whatever he can for his family. He'll take a second job. Yeah. Hey, did you write this?
No.
This is all about you right now. Good, you're a good dad.
I try.
I'm glad to hear that.
I had a good teacher.
Yeah. And he'll keep his kids out of harm's way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. You have to. I mean, you want to do everything for your kid, and that's where the sacrifices come in. You know, I mean, like I said, for me, I changed jobs. I took a major pay cut so I could have the weekends there. But then I was still able to go out and perform mm-hmm. as a musician, and everything. And now, because I wanted to make sure that I was there between certain ages,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't want him to say, "Where were you?"
Yeah, me too.
Know? It's already going to happen because I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I've got this gig or that gig or whatever. But I didn't want to force anything else, and I wanted to make sure I was there for a certain period of time. Mm-hmm. Now that he's 14, he's going to want to be with his friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that.
Yeah.
Go be with your friends. Okay. Go hang out. You need me to take you? I'll take you.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's got a gig, I got a gig, we can't make it. We now understand each other mm-hmm. because we're both doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an understanding there now.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I got one more for you. A good dad is going to show unconditional love.
I hate my son now. I just put the plate underneath the door. And
stop
just
it.
No.
No, you don't.
No, I tell my son I love him every day. And, you know, when I would drop him off at school, love you, goodbye, carpe diem, you know, seize the day. And, yeah, absolutely, you know, have fun. That was the key thing I always told him about school was have fun today, enjoy today, you know. So, yeah.
Very nice. Well, that's it. That's all the qualities of a good father.
It was hard for you, though.
You don't, when he goes to school, say absconde obesere illegitimo.
Oh, my. Is that pig Latin?
That's because Zach doesn't get it, so, but yeah.
Well.
I don't get it either. What's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, what I have in front of me are the top 10 fears that a new dad will have. Okay, fear number one.
Okay, listen up, Zach, because you'll be a dad soon.
Yeah. All right, hold on. So, okay, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Questions from that.
Will I do everything right?
Probably not.
No, you won't do anything. There's no manual.
Of course not.
There's podcasts for that.
Well, God, the faith.
There are.
The faith in me is astonishing.
Right.
Now you pull the tab cover off as you pull it around sort of tight and attach. Yeah.
Yeah.
The mom tip for this is let him know that it's okay to be clueless.
I don't need permission for that.
Honey, the diaper is on backwards.
It is?
The flap goes the other way.
Shit.
Now, psychotherapist Tammy Gold, who is a founder of Gold Parent Coaching, says any father can care for his child. If he doesn't know how something works, help him learn and then back off to give him a shot. Practice makes perfect.
Move over. Let me do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fear number two, I fear not being able to properly provide for my family once baby is here.
That was a big fear of mine.
Yeah. Yeah. The couple tip is do your homework to get a feel for what you really need to spend. You can get a rough enough estimate. Then make a baby budget, no different than how you'd make a house budget. Having a written game plan can relieve some serious stress.
Yeah, that's very true. I changed jobs when Roman was born. I was working at Disney at the time, and I'll be honest, for a couple of reasons, I should have stayed.
Well.
I really should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a time.
Yeah, because I would have been there till the show closed, basically. And it would, yeah, I would have gotten a better pay. Yeah, yeah, I should have stayed.
Fear number three. I'm scared that everything we do will now be centered around babies.
Oh, that, yeah, most definitely. Like,
yeah.
You start talking to your friends, okay, and what are you doing? I mean, what have you been doing?
Well, are they talking about, is it that, or are they talking about that everything's going to center around the kid?
Yeah, like no more date nights.
Yeah.
No more, you know, no more sleeping.
Well, no more nothing.
No more living.
You're going to get poked in the middle of the night.
And not in the right
way.
Turn.
No. It's your turn.
Yeah.
Or not get poked. The tip is relax. The psychotherapist says if an active social life is important to you, you're going to make that work with one kid or 10. Children are remarkably portable, and there's a good chance your baby-free pals aren't going to just vanish.
No. Steve's been with me.
Everybody's tied up.
Yeah.
It's a hardship, but I endure it. Fear number four. I guess my biggest concern is that having a baby will force me to grow up. I'll have to drink less beer, play less video games.
No, that's not happening.
Here's the tip. Yes, life is going to change, but it's okay if you still need some time for yourself. Verbalize one thing you need and have your wife verbalize one thing she needs. Maybe you can make baby duty on Tuesdays while she has girls' night, and she'll hold the fort down so you can get Thursday night with the boys.
He said duty.
Uh-huh. And as far as the video games are concerned or whatever, hell no. I waited for that day. And now my son, when we play, Steve and I will play Halo against Roman, he kicks both our ass.
I gave up trying to beat him in video games a long time ago.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't even Halo. It was Rocket League.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's a ridiculously difficult game.
Of course, there was that one time where I figured it out, and I beat him, and he was like, what? 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 What just happened? Wait a minute. What?
It's glitch.
Okay, yeah. Fear number five, lack of sleep, because it makes me really cranky.
Well, yeah, that's going to happen.
Well, don't forget, you'll sleep again. In the meantime, get a sleepy time strategy. one of you handle the late night shift on weekdays, and the other on the weekends. Can grandma help out sometimes? Make a plan that works for you. You'll live through it. Everyone does. Fear number six, that something will go wrong with the baby. Talk to your caregiver. Get statistics. Don't sit at home and stew quietly, Golder. Just, of course, there's the unknown, but once you get the real stats, you can get those fears under control a bit. So things aren't always as bad as you want to imagine.
No, no.
Now, number seven, all the crap that will be everywhere around the house. Watch out for those Legos.
Dirty house is dirty house. Yeah. Whatever you got to just try and pick up.
I had Polly Pockets. They're evil.
I had Legos.
Roman's got a shitload of Legos that he's outgrown now.
Yeah. Well, there's not some monster that's going to come in and steamroll you. It's important that you maintain some order. Make a plan for your spouse to do so. Follow Gold's lead. I have a house with baby-friendly and non-baby-friendly Friendly areas.
Friendly. Yeah. I've been to Friendly Stadium.
Yeah. So, you know, have different places where the baby has what he wants and you have what you want.
Reach out.
Fear
for
number
help.
Eight.
Oh, my gosh.
Not being a good father. I know what it's like to not have a father, and I don't want to repeat the cycle. Well, a lot of fathers will try to either emulate their father or do the opposite. Talk about it. Be open and visualize what your problems are, says Gold. The great news here is that you aren't your dad. You aren't anyone but you. You can make your way as a father in any way that you want.
That's very true. I had a buddy of mine where his parents got divorced. His dad was not that great. He went off. He actually has a degree in psychology now. And very, very proud of him. And I remember when him and his wife had their first kid, he was asking me, you know, what is it like, what to expect or whatever. And, you know, he goes, how do I know I'm going to be a good dad? And I'm like, you don't know. I said,
just be there.
Yeah. I said, all you know is what you, the relationship that you have with your dad right now. He goes, yeah. I said, do the opposite. Mm-hmm. Basically, you know, if your dad wasn't there for you, you'd be there for the baby, you know. He now has two sons and a daughter.
Oh, good.
And a beautiful family, you know. And his wife, he's not online because of his profession now, but his wife is on Facebook. Every time I see them, it's a beautiful family picture now, you know.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it's great. It's great.
Fear number 9 out of 10. I'm deploying for a year, and I'm scared that when I come home, she won't know who I am, and she'll cry when I try to hold her. Listen, for military families,
that's a tough one.
Do rituals. Maybe it's a daily call or kissing his photo at bedtime. Even better, do video chats if you can, or make a video to play every evening. Even if a baby doesn't meet the father but sees him every night, she will have an impression of that dad. You know, it just reminds me, I love all these things that have been going on over the past like 10 years or so, where they've filmed reunions where they've surprised the child with the dad coming home early or meeting
from the Army or
those Marines, are tearjerkers. They're awesome.
The other ones too, kind of going with that, is also where you see the siblings, where it's an older brother and a younger brother or something that too, which are great, you know.
Okay,
all the feels.
Fear number 10, not being able to soothe her when she cries. Oh, boy.
Because she is a lady.
This is hard. Be prepared to help jumpstart the bonding. In a mother's job to not take the baby out of dad's arms when it cries, but to do the reverse. Push the bonding process. The greatest thing that can happen to fathers and babies is mothers. A new father may feel helpless for a few moments if he can't stop the squalling, but it won't take long for him to have his whole daddy thing down pat. So just endure.
Yeah,
and realize it will, as long as you make the effort, it will get better.
They'll learn.
It does.
They'll learn how to nap on the couch with the baby.
Oh, yeah.
I love those.
Well, I think fathers are a little bit more inventive with certain things. Karen hates hearing this every time I talk about it. But there was times when I was home with him and she was at work, because I took my paternal leave when he came home from the hospital. I would figure out a way to put him on the couch, put the pillows in such a way, mm-hmm. and the bottle would feed him, and I can do other stuff.
Oh, people are going to be mad at you. Yep.
Hey,
I'm with Karen.
Hey, he's alive.
Don't do that to my baby.
He's alive. He's doing okay. No
he
problem.
Still eats like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
On the couch.
On the couch, whatever, puts a big old bottle or whatever. But, yeah, it's, but I mean, yeah, you try to find inventive ways so you can get other stuff done or whatever. So, but anyway, I think we're going to need the horns on this one. So things that you'll never hear your father say.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here we go. You ready? Okay.
All right.
You know, pumpkin, now that you're 13, you'll be ready for unchaperoned car dates. Won't that be fun?
Would you turn that music up, please?
I mean, skipping college to focus on your band is the only logical thing to do.
Really? Here's a credit card and the keys to my new car. Go crazy!
Hey, that tattoo looks great. We should both go get new ones.
I have an idea. Why doesn't the whole family come golfing with me?
What do you mean you want to play football? Figure skating not good enough for you, son?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Take my car. Here's $50 for gas, too.
There you go.
Not only can you borrow the car, but you can get into all kinds of trouble, and I'll come and bail you out when you call.
There you go. Nice father. Supportive. No son of mine is going to live under this roof without an earring. Now quit your belly aching and let's go to the mall.
Your mother and I are going away for the weekend. Why don't you invite all your friends over for the party?
Set the thermostat at whatever you like. What's money compared to the comfort of my loved ones?
Oh, that actually would be a good father. Okay, I love this. What do you want to go and get a job for? I make plenty of money for you to spend.
Here, you take the remote.
And have fun on your date with my daughter, and don't worry about getting back at any specific time. Just whenever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. So, things you'll never hear your father say. All right. Well, you know what? I think we should be able to squeeze this in. Some class.
Excuse
some
me.
Culture.
Excuse me.
Wow. Oh. Something that we like to call
pocket-sized cinema.
Damn it.
He's a little dyslexic today.
Thinking about being a dad.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Pocket Size Cinema. Today's feature is entitled Puppy Love. Puppy Love. Puppy Love.
Puppy Love.
Puppy Love. We open when a father and his 6-year-old son are walking down the street when all of a sudden they come across two dogs having sex.
Ooh.
The boy is shocked by what he sees. Yes, so let's pick up the action here, shall we? Sit back, relax, and enjoy Puppy Love. Puppy Love.
Daddy, what are they doing?
Oh, well, son, I'm not going to lie to you, but they're just making a puppy.
Wow! But who's doing what, Dad?
Oh, well, see, the male dog is who gets up on top and behind the female.
Oh, okay, Dad. Thanks for being honest with me.
The father is relieved that he doesn't probe further. The next day, it's Father's Day, and the son bursts into his parents' room and sees them having sex. The father jumps up quickly, covers himself. Knowing he's in for an interesting talk, he walks downstairs with his son, and they sit at the dining room table.
Daddy, what were you and Mommy doing?
Well, son, to be honest with you, me and Mommy were making a baby.
His son pauses for a moment, thinking, and the son replies,
Flip Mommy over. I want a puppy.
There you go. Flip mommy over. Yeah, flip mommy over. I want a puppy instead. Do her doggy style, daddy. Smacking that ass.
Ooh.
Oh, let's see what's news.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, I got an interesting one. Now, how would you guys like to get money?
I want money.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I don't want that at all.
Well, just a boy,
right, hand it to
a
me.
Boy with disabilities gave out some money.
Oh.
And it got the cops involved.
Uh-oh.
Yes, a 10-year-old boy with disabilities was passing out pretend money on his Maryland school bus and ended up questioned by police. The cops were called after one of the fake $100 bills was found at the bus depot on May 14th, and video from the bus was reviewed. The fourth grader's mom, Tiffany Kelly, wrote on a change.org petition, "He is excited about money and learning to count his money," she explained, basically on petition. "In an attempt for socialization, something he struggles with, he passed out on the school bus to his peers. The money has bright pink Asian symbols on the front and back along with dotted lines so it can be distinguished as play money." She says after the toy money was found, the Secret Service was also called. She tells WRC-TV, the school said the policy is to call police if a student is attempting to use counterfeit money. Are you kidding me? Really?
What a mess.
The kid's 10.
It's like Pokemon cards or something, you know?
The kid's fucking 10 years old. Come on. You don't call the Secret Service.
So it's like Monopoly money? Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pink-colored money, I just thought of Monopoly.
It was a fake $100 bill, so.
Yeah. With pink Asian symbols on it.
Mm-hmm. It must be that Asian Monopoly.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, so moving on. Did you know Ben & Jerry's is going to make a CBD-infused ice cream?
Yay!
As soon as it's legalized.
Ooh, Steve's going to have a lot of ice cream.
Oh,
mustard and ice cream for Steve.
Mustard and ice cream.
He must be German.
A good combination.
Yeah.
Well, ice cream manufacturer Ben & Jerry's has recently announced plans to create a CBD-infused ice cream. And in a statement released on Thursday, the company said, "We are committed to bringing CBD-infused ice cream to your freezer as soon as it's legalized at the federal level." And as it stands, it's not currently legal to add CBD to food and beverages. However, the FDA is holding its first meeting about its potential legalization this Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Everybody's excited.
I would be too.
Yeah, CBD's good. I take it.
Yeah.
I got a lot of friends doing it. It's very holistic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, good stuff. Good stuff. So anyway, this is not the first time that the company has lent its support to the legalization of marijuana. Back in 2018, Ben & Jerry's teamed up with marijuana dispensary Calaba to distribute free ice cream to California. As a result, 4.2% of all Calaba's sales went towards Code for America's Clear My Record program, which aims to give legal aid to those arrested for the possession of the substance.
That were done wrongfully,
That's good.
That's cool.
Okay. Anybody been to Florida lately?
I
want to go to Florida.
You know somebody,
I've been to Florida a couple of years ago.
A lot of these stories involve Florida.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
This involves a Florida couple who apparently the female of the couple had wandered and was, let's say, jiggy with it with another man.
Ooh.
Well, they had a big argument. The man in the couple, his name is Peter Wagman, and he and his girlfriend of 11 years had a big argument and everything, and they were it was like really bad. And so anyway, they went to bed. This is kind of awkward. In the middle of the night, the girlfriend wakes up, and her boyfriend is yelling at her and screaming and pouring ketchup all over her.
Was it Heinz?
Probably Heine ketchup.
Oh, Heine.
Heine. Well, anyway, the cops were called, and there was a report, and it says he denied it, but he had ketchup on his pants.
Bum, bum, bum.
Whoa. Say no more. We've got him.
Got him.
Red.
Nice
so
pick.
He was facing charges for first-degree misdemeanor domestic battery.
Imagine going to jail.
Ketchup?
Explaining that. What are you in for, ketchup?
I poured ketchup on my girlfriend.
That guy's super hardcore.
So, wow.
How about that?
Wait. The guy went for jail for putting ketchup on his girlfriend?
Well, he got arrested and charged. It doesn't say anything about jail.
Yeah, mustard's a felony.
Yeah,
apparently, because, I mean, that's really...
Now, it says he entered a not guilty plea, so it hadn't been resolved. And
oh, my God.
He was ordered to have no contact with King.
Mm.
And to avoid the ketchup aisle in Walmart.
Wow.
Walmart's now going to lock up all the ketchup in
a
glass case.
This is how it snowballs.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Oh, boy. Well, that's what's news.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Let's do the game.
Woo-wee.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the new game show that's sweeping the nation. Quiz me!
Quiz you!
Question number one.
I'm ready.
What is the third sign of the zodiac?
Donnie B.
Aries.
Jesus. Donnie Steve.
No, it's Donnie B.
Yeah, he called me. He's picking on me today. So
someone picked something.
Aries.
She said Aries.
No, that is incorrect. Sorry, I'm getting my footing back.
Donnie B.
Donnie B.
Pisces.
No.
Come on, there's only 10 more to go.
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint, and then you guys are going to have to really rush it. Your clue is Sean.
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 Gemini.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Question number two.
That was easy.
What is the largest bone in the human body, Sean?
Donnie B.
Humerus.
Humerus?
Yes.
No.
Donnie B.
No?
Donnie B. Donnie B.
Donnie B.
Femur.
Correct.
Oh,
that's
the femur. The femur.
You're right. Damn it.
The big bone.
Let's see if anyone knows this one. Question number... This is three, right? Did I lose count already? Okay, three. Who wrote the musical Oklahoma?
Donnie B.
I'm going to say Mozart.
Good Lord, I don't even know who to go to.
Mozart.
Donnie B.
Yes. Go ahead.
Mozart.
No.
Mozart didn't write Oklahoma. My God.
I don't know a lot of composers.
Sean. Rodgers and Hammerstein.
That is correct.
Wow. Oh,
look at that. That's why I was kind of like, I know Sean's the musical one. He'll know this.
He's gonna.
Okay. Question.
I'm surprised Steve didn't get that. He lived in Oklahoma.
Yes, Steve. Question number four.
During the Dust Bowl days.
Yeah.
Steve will get this. In which year did the Bay of Pigs invasion take place?
Johnny B.
1922.
I heard Sean.
Yes. Bay of Pigs, I believe, happened in 1961.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Kennedy, hello.
Hello.
Stupid. Question number five.
Am I going card?
Yeah, actually.
I would have been going card, except...
Yeah.
He's got pick on me.
All right, this is going to be a little tricky. Right. What is the largest two-digit prime number?
Donnie B.
99.
Ooh.
Donnie B.
99.
Donnie B.
Donnie Steve.
Sean.
Donnie B. Steve, go.
99.
You said that three times.
Oh. Steve, it says it's 98.
No. Eight's an even number. Sean.
97?
Yes.
There it is.
97.
Did you look at the screen?
Maybe. I can tell you were getting frustrated.
Your host is not frustrated. Question number six.
No, the host is not frustrated. My producer is.
Oh.
Flustered.
Who's that asshole?
Flustered.
How many tracks are there in a decathlon?
Donnie B.
Five.
How many tracks there are in a decathlon?
Steve.
Track events. Excuse me.
Steve.
Track events. Steve.
Oh.
That's
10. Deca. What?
Decathlon.
How many track events are there in a decathlon?
Decathlon?
Sean.
Sean?
Five.
That's so far, Sean's the closest.
That's what I said.
You didn't say five.
I said five.
Oh, but it was still wrong.
A decathlon has 10 events.
But he's saying how many track events track are there events in a decathlon?
They're all... I'm not, not sure all what that
track
means.
They're not all yeah track events. You have like the shot put. You have
a
track
imagine event. If this happened on
no,
Jeopardy.
Not at a track meet.
What if the
no, it's not.
What if the contestants on Jeopardy went at it like this?
That's a track event. The actual
Trebek
track
would
itself
be flipping out.
Oh, they're all track
your
events.
Your host is still waiting for an answer.
No, my host is not waiting for an answer. My producer's waiting for an answer.
Somebody Google it.
There would be four.
Yes, someone got the right answer. All right.
And our producer's having delusions of grandeur.
Yeah, well, he's pink-headed for a reason. Question number seven. What type of animal is a sugar glider?
Dunny bee.
Oh, it's a little baby monkey.
No.
Oh.
Sean.
Sean.
Squirrel?
No, you're on the right track.
Donnie B.
Donnie B.
It's a bat.
So it's a marsupial?
It belongs in the rodent family, more or less.
Steve.
Steve.
Table lamp.
Sugar glider. Sounds like
it does technically belong. It's I'd consider it a rodent, but it is part of the marsupial family. That's the only clues. That's all the clues.
Oh, God.
So Sean's the closest so far.
Marsupial. What did I say?
You sugar said glider. Squirrel.
Oh,
but then you said it's a marsupial. Cause I, yeah.
Glider.
Steve.
Squirrel?
Steve.
Chipmunk.
No.
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 But it's marsupial, which means it has a pouch. So
sugar glider.
It likes to play something.
A banjo?
What around?
The answer, of course, is a possum.
Ah.
I was gonna say possum.
Sugar glider is a possum.
Don't even
I was gonna say possum.
No, you weren't.
Okay, question number eight.
Shut up.
Who was the Greek god of dreams?
Sean.
Sean.
Me.
Donnie B.
You wish. Donnie B.
Steve Silva.
I want to make that the right answer, but no.
No, that's the Greek god of wet dreams.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't really hear
you.
Here's your hint. His name is a character from The Matrix.
Steve.
Steve.
Snoopy.
Donnie B.
Donnie B.
Nemo.
Nemo?
Nemo. What was his name?
Neo.
Neo.
Neo's a freaking fish.
Neon. Is it Neon?
Neon. Nino.
The answer is Morpheus.
Morpheus.
Close enough.
Question number nine.
Who the hell
nine
is Morpheus?
I never even saw
it. It's Lawrence Fishburne, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, that character. I didn't know
which is
name
the largest island in the Mediterranean Sea?
Steve.
Steve.
Sicily.
Yes, correct.
Whoa. I was going to say Malta.
I know. Hey, Sean turned around and looked at me like, you're the stupidest guy that ever sat on the face of the earth.
Yeah, I thought you were German.
No, you're the second stupidest. Second.
No, that's the,
wait a second.
That's the producer. Okay, question number 10. Which U.S. president served the shortest time in office?
Ooh. Oh,
Donnie B.
Donnie B.
Wilson.
Steve.
Steve.
Harrison.
That is correct. William Henry Harrison, he served as president for just 32 days in 1841.
Days. Wasn't there a guy who was president for one day, though?
That was Steve.
I wish it was Charles.
I don't know if there was a guy who was president for one day.
And the reason why they don't talk about that in history because those pages are stuck together.
Yeah, apparently Harrison stood out for hours in, like, 20-degree weather giving his... when he got inaugurated,
mm-hmm,
he gave a speech, and then he got sick, got pneumonia, and died.
No oh, way.
Shit. Wow.
He had too much to say.
Apparently,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Alrighty, guys. Well, the show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page, you can find us at Your Weekly Dose. Twitter and Instagram is at Your Weekly Dose 1.
You can find Steve on Twitter for your weekly tweet at SilvaLining69.
And if you give a crap about the stupid things I have to say, Z-Tagen, Z-T-E-I-G-E-N on Twitter and Instagram.
And I made it pretty much simple for everybody. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, simply at Sean Roberts HC. Simple as that. Looks like it's a little bit of an overcast day here in Southern California, but definitely a nice day to get out with your father.
Mm-hmm. Daddy.
And start celebrating Father's Day early.
Yeah, Dad.
Come on, Dad. Don't forget to flip her over.
Daddy.
I want a puppy. Ooh, Donnie B's already barking.
Yeah.
I like that.
Come on, Daddy.
Wow.
Well, in that case, we're going to say goodbye on that one. So be good to each other, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Goodbye, world.
See you later. So if a girl ever tell you she got a man, you need to ask her, rich like me? Who's your daddy? What's your name? Who's your daddy? Cause I don't want to be your man, baby. Is he rich like daddy? Girl, I know that you know that his dough ain't like my dough. So tell me, is he rich? Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.